Hello, and welcome back to Science Unscripted. Again, it's just Gabe with you today, but Connor conducted the interview that we're going to run, so please do take some solace in that. We're going to look at diagnostics, testing for the coronavirus, and why false negative results happen. That is, why people test negative when they actually have SARS-CoV-2 in their cells, and who these people are. Emily Heil, a researcher and physician in Massachusetts in the United States, has conducted a study on false negatives. Connor got a hold of her to get to the bottom of a phenomenon that can have real consequences.
Science Unscripted.
Hi, my name is Emily Heil, and I'm an infectious disease physician at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts, and an assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. And I am the senior author on a recently published paper about false negative results among people tested for COVID-19 in the Boston area.
So as far as I understand it, Emily, the purpose of your study was to figure out who's coming up negative the most, you know, when they shouldn't be testing negative. Who is that person?
That's right. So initially, early in the COVID pandemic, there were a lot of concerns about whether the tests were good enough. Were they picking up people who did have COVID, or could there be high likelihood that somebody who did have COVID would have a negative test? And we call that a false negative. So we set out to study this question among the patients who we had seen in the greater Boston area. And we saw about 2,600 patients who had had testing for COVID because of their symptoms. And we found that only about 2.2% had had a clear false negative result during the 3-month period that we studied them.
And what did that group, that 2.2%, roughly 1 in 50 people who should have tested positive, but in fact they tested negative, What did they have in common, that small group of people?
So we found that there were really three different categories of people. One is that people were very early in their symptoms. Often they didn't even quite have symptoms yet, but they were being tested because perhaps of an exposure or those types of concerns. And so they had a negative test initially and then had another test, often because people were worried they could have COVID. And so they were kept in isolation if they were inpatients and tested again. And that second test was positive. The second group was that they were actually relatively late in illness, as in more than 7 days after their onset of symptoms. And we do know that the traditional PCR tests, which are the classically most sensitive that go deep into the nose, the nasopharynx, those tests actually can become less positive over time as the virus goes from the upper nasal areas down into the pulmonary system, into the lungs. And so we found that there were about 30% of our patients had a false negative test in the setting of being later in their illness. And importantly, especially of that group, we found that lower respiratory tract specimens or sputum, for instance, something coming from the lungs, were more likely to be positive among those patients.
I'm always curious when, you know, suddenly we, people like me, get this big data set from researchers like you. In these false negatives, I'm sure you had, you know, people who were elderly, people who were young, men, women, all sorts of different demographics. Did you see anything that suggested that any one group, you know, one subset of people was getting a false negative test more often than any other?
We didn't find that. It's a great question, and I think an important one to look at. We did not see any trends by age or comorbidities, for instance. I think our findings do really highlight that testing in COVID-19 really depends on where in the infection time frame the individual is. So very early after the infection, all testing will be negative, and there is no way to find that the person has an infection. Then there is a period of time where the nasal swab for PCR is a very, very sensitive approach, and you can feel quite confident about the results. I would emphasize, though, I do think it's that earliest period where somebody may be early in infection and not have any symptoms and not know of it, where we really are most concerned about a false negative result.
And that was Emily Heil in Boston, Massachusetts, speaking to my colleague, Connor J. Dillon. Before we go, I'd like to thank Christoph Grove, our studio technician, for his help cleaning up the audio around here. It is just Christoph and I today here in Bonn, Germany. 2 months into lockdown, there is nobody else here. Just Christoph. Nah. If you have any questions or anything else to say, please don't hesitate. SU@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.